Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
In this episode of the Football History Headlines, we discuss some great Auburn and Georgia football nostalgia history, as well as many more Hall of Fame legendary stories and a great birthday to celebrate for this February 20th in history. That's all coming up for you in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of Pigskin Dispatch. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. And have you ever sat back and just wonder about things as far as the game of football, some of the origins and some of why things are the way they are? Well, there's times where I sit back and I wonder about how the rivalries arise between certain schools. And we're going to tell you a little bit of story about an SEC rivalry that's extremely interesting, and it's got some great history for February 20th, because that's what our football history headlines are all about today, is these great February 20th gridiron great posts here. So let's get right at it. There's not a lot of information for February 20th in history, but there is some good ones. So let's get right at it. February 20th, 1892, Atlanta, Georgia. The University of Georgia played its second game ever. It was a 10-0 loss against Auburn University, according to the University of Georgia web post. The game would be the first in what we now know as the Deep South's oldest rivalry. Yeah, 120 games or so have been played since then between the two schools, entering into the 2017 season, so now we're up to probably 125, 126. And in 1892, the University of Georgia journeyed to Atlanta to play Auburn University's team from Auburn, Alabama. It was the first game of what has become the South's oldest college football rivalry, and many other sports historians consider February 20th, 1892, to be the birth date of college football in the South. That's an extremely interesting and important concept, because just think about today's landscape of the NCAA. Where are the powerhouse teams coming from right now in the last 10 years or so? You know, it's Alabama, it's LSU, it's Florida, it's Clemson. The South has a very prominent stake in college football of the modern era. And it all comes down to that February 20th, 1892 game, where a 10-0 victory by Auburn over Georgia really puts them on the map. You know, and hey, Georgia just won a national championship game. We failed to mention them when we were talking about the relevant teams of the modern era. They are extremely relevant, and also from the South. So the South is dominating, especially the SEC. That's, you know, seems to be the strongest brand of conference football in the United States right now, is that SEC. And it all comes down to February 20th, 1892, for that great first game between Auburn and Georgia. Now let's talk about some Hall of Fame birthday singular today. February 20th, 1912, Chicago, Illinois. The awesome Michigan Wolverine tackle Francis Whitey Weistert was born. According to the National Football Foundation, Whitey had absolutely no prior gridiron experience before he arrived on the campus of Michigan in the early 1930s. Now, that's hard to believe, you know. Nobody, a guy that comes on and becomes such a big star of the gridiron for a team, never played the game before, and before he comes to college, and then he's just a standout. You know, the Wolverines, they were 7-0-1 in the 1933 season, aided in part by Whitey's quick diagnosing of the opposition's plays. Francis Weistert received the great honor of being selected for inclusion in the College Football Hall of Fame in 1967. And amazingly, great football ran in his family's bloodline, as his brothers Albert, who played from 1940 and 41, and Alvin, who played 47 through 49, are also Hall of Fame enshrinees down in Atlanta, Georgia's College Football Hall of Fame. And they also played at the University of Michigan. So extremely interesting. A whole family, not a whole lot of football going on before, you know, Whitey Weistert goes to the campus of Michigan, and all of a sudden he's diagnosing plays before they happen by the offense, reading keys, maybe an early sign of what defenders are doing today, trying to pick up those keys to get a better advantage. And Whitey Weistert apparently was a master at it and never had previous experience. So truly an amazing story that he has. We're glad that the National Football Foundation shares this story with us on their great website, footballfoundation.org. Make sure you check that out. Also, you know, that awesome story of Georgia Auburn's first game, you know, gives us a little bit of a look of why the South, the football is so important and prevalent in that area of college football. And we are happy to tell that tale too. You know, we try to tell you football history each and every day. As a matter of fact, we do each and every day. We have a post, at least one, sometimes multiple posts, multiple podcasts. And we also do it over on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, where we're talking about all team sports through the numbers and the gear and the uniforms that the competitors are wearing. And we hope you'll find us over on there at jerseydispatch.com. Also, your favorite podcast provider, the Sports Jersey Dispatch podcast. You can also find it on both those websites and on the sportshistorynetwork.com and your favorite podcast providers. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. A special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, is found right here on the Sports History Network.